I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With a month to go until the World Cup, South Africa is preparing for over 400,000 fans and athletes who'll be pouring in. Mark Kordick of the Evangelical Alliance Mission says they're using the event for outreach. They're partnering with local churches to do street witnessing, prayer walks, and HIV/AIDS education. Ultimately, team wants God to flood South Africa.
When the World Cup is over, it's our prayer that South Africa will be revived spiritually, and that the churches would be more unified than ever in reaching out.
Next, Compass Direct News reports that Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab has murdered yet another Somali Christian. A primary school teacher and father of three, Yusuf Ali Nur, was gunned down when the militants took control of the town where he lived after a two-hour battle with a rival group. Somalia's president supports the death penalty for people who leave Islam, and rebel groups are pledged to eradicating Christians. So pray for the spread of the gospel in spite of the persecution. And can you tell what people group Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates is talking about?
It's a minority group that really is scattered around the world, and it's easy for us to overlook them because just to look at them, you wouldn't know that they speak a different language.
It's the deaf community that doesn't even have a whole Bible in sign form. Wycliffe Associates wants to change this because there's over 200 languages in sign. Smith anticipates at least a decade of translation work. As a starting point, they found a powerful ally.
The great news is that we're working with a partner that's very experienced in this area. They're called Deaf Opportunity Outreach International.
They're nearly finished with a headquarters in Nairobi, Kenya, and are starting specific translation projects in Latin America. There are more details at our website if you want to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.